USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continue in providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. Video evidence shows Fairlamb yelling at officers, "You have no idea what the bleep you're talking about." He then shoves an officer and punches a second one. More than 135 officers were injured while responding to the January 6th riot by supporters of former President Trump. One Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who was pepper sprayed during the violence, died a day later after having two strokes. The medical officer in Washington, D.C., said his death was natural, but the riots did play a role in his condition.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Speaker of the House is speaking out against wildfires in the West. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's a economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change.
The jobs market statistics is out. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, you know, delays now in school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.